I am.
Hi, Ed.
I am a man of my word.
Are you?
I am.
And what word is this?
I lost.
Because you've been ducking me for a week.
No, I was. For those who don't know, I lost the fucking bet.
Oh, yeah. And you've been running away.
I'm not running away.
You had the night. Lovely gentleman. Oh, see, there I go with lovely again. They always hear it. Those gentlemen that came by, which was Triforce Johnson, Alex C&D, and Team Deadly Alliance, witnessed the greatness.
Yeah, yeah.
Of me putting Ed to shame, and they came to Ed's back because they didn't think that this bet was real.
No, it was real.
But it's real.
It's very real.
Ed, I'm going to let you do the honors because you have such baby soft skin.
You would hurt me. You'd probably hurt me.
I'd probably hurt you.
And this is like for real now. I gotta fucking shave my beard.
Ed wouldn't let me. Ed wouldn't let me go with the straight razor. I told him I have the hands of a surgeon.
I don't like the straight razor. I don't like it at all. But you know what?
He'd trust me with needles and doing other good things.
I am a man of my word. And even though we had this little battle In your domain, in your house,
at the
equipment, with your games and consoles on your TVs, you know, I figured, you know, there was a bit of a disadvantage there. But hey,
now nobody keeps things as pristine as this over here, okay?
I don't trust anything, Benny. I don't know.
I even let you choose the controllers and the game.
Of course, I know. Whatever, you did it. Well, you got it.
And I'm proud that you're back and didn't give up on this podcast because you didn't want to shave that lovely face of yours.
No, thank you. Thank you to Triforce for stalling just in a few more days with this lovely beard I have. Lovely.
Lovely.
That's the word of the day. Lovely.
So, Ed.
Yeah.
How are we going to go about this?
We're just going to do the show, man. Every once in a while you hear a little... You know what's happening. And okay. Camera's on. So
let's drop that music.
Camera's on.
Shit.
All right.
Well, Ed, a lot of things have happened.
Yeah.
Since the last time we met, I got notice from the awesome company of Yes Oho that they are running a contest.
The company that makes the
Nintendo Switch projector.
Those custom projectors for the Switch.
Yes, indeed. So they're trying to see how they can how people are using their product. Kind of a little unfair at first, but I mean, hey, I have one already, so I can't be too mad.
It's dope. I love the Oho.
So they're having a contest saying, can you show us how you use your Oho? Oh, guys, he just took a nice chunk out of his beard. That was satisfying. Oh, I got caught up.
What were you saying?
And so they want to see us. How do the customers use their Ojo. I don't know how they want to say it, but we said that Spanish thing.
Yeah.
It's Ojo. It's Ojo
to me.
Anyway, they want to see how we use it in the field. And what have we been doing and portraying things on the Team One Up'em page and on my personal page.
Just that.
That I've been doing that beforehand. So I'm kind of at a running start here.
Yeah, you have a little backlog of
I had a backlog fun videos. Of videos and funness. So we have, I made a video on the Team One Up'em page that I went to my other office, and that would be the back of my ambulance.
I saw that, and you know what? That was an awesome video. That was an awesome video, but it just comes off as like, that's what you're doing, man. You're just chilling. You're just laying out in the back.
You know, when I'm not saving lives, I'm out playing my Oho.
Oh my god, it's really gone.
It is gone. You're so uneven.
That was a lot of hair.
That beard is all over.
Whatever.
I wish I could project my face with my own to see how crazy that looked.
So, what you got any more cool ideas?
I have some cool ideas.
I mean, so I don't think you should tell us.
You know what? You're going to find out anyway.
Okay.
So, well, obviously you already know that I was out there 4 a.m. and I projected my OHO on the Nintendo store.
Yes.
Which was a very awesome video that got some pretty good views, pretty good likes, and also caught the attention of the company. So, because they were amazed and wanted to use my picture.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
So, I think I need to go a little bit bigger and badder. I say I'm going to go to the Brooklyn Bridge and project my OHO on the bridge.
Smart. That's kind of... That's rock and roll, man. What are you going to play?
It gets better. How about a little NBA 2K18?
Yeah.
Knicks versus Nets.
And you know what's funny? I've noticed lately, Nintendo's been pushing... They've been pushing 2K18 hard on that Switch.
They have.
They have, like, more than usual. I'm like, I'm still seeing a lot of ads on social media sites. They're still pushing it and paying for those ads. I'm like, okay.
The price went down on a lot of the other systems and consoles.
But it's still the number one sports game out right now.
Truth. Absolute truth. But yeah, that's going to be...
And that's good. Knicks versus Nets. You're having a battle of the boroughs on Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'll see it. It's going to look dope.
I'm impressed. And I'm also depressed. Because more of my beard has to go.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like live update the whole podcast. This is amazing.
That was... Look at this.
Oh! Should use it for your head.
Fuck off. Well, what else is going on?
So, new characters have been emerging in different games. A lot of cameos. And one that was recently... was it today? I think it was today. Was Geralt from...
The Witcher.
The Witcher 3. And he will be making his way to the new Soul Calibur 6 game.
Let's go. Were you big on Soul Calibur?
Oh, I'm a big Soul Calibur fan. I got that still. I think it's in my Dreamcast now.
I wasn't that big into it, but I was big into it enough to be really good with Valdo and just piss everybody off. That I know.
Valdo's a pain.
Yeah, he's like, it's one of those, oh, this is a cool character. And it's like, yeah, guess what? Nobody likes you, Ed, because you like that guy. And I'm like, whatever, it's just a game. You know? Whatever. But that's good for Soul Calibur. I mean, they do it with every game. They add somebody different. Remember when they had Spawn? I like that. When they had it for all three systems?
Yeah.
They gave you Spawn on Xbox, Link.
Link made his way for GameCube.
GameCube. Who got it on? What did they get on PlayStation? They got somebody.
I can't remember.
Oh, it was a Tekken character, right?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember at the moment.
Yeah,
but that's what they're known for. I remember Spawn. I remember Link.
Yeah, that's what they're known for. They do that stuff.
I think that's going to be a really good matchup.
And
I think he fits right in with that the crew.
Yeah, I like his look. His look it just makes sense. Looking at his character, they could have went a lot of other places with it, but I ain't mad.
They picked a good fit.
I ain't mad.
So. Monster Hunter is also getting a cameo. Actually, they announced one cameo ahead of time, and that would have been Mega Man.
Really? From Monster Hunter?
Mega Man is making his way to Monster Hunter as one.
Oh, it's still happening.
As one of those little the little cats.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be like a little cat like thing. They're gonna have.
Oh,
like
it's just gonna be a pet with a little skin that's like
Mega Man.
That's cool. Okay.
But as a main character, we are getting Dante. From Devil May Cry.
Now, this is just the skins, not the actual guy.
I believe it's the guy.
Okay.
I think it's a character. That's going to be pretty crazy. All the big sword wielding people are coming out to play, and they're getting fun in other games.
Well, I like where this is going.
All right. So what's next? What have you? What's been on your mind? Well, actually, I was going to say, what's been on your beard?
Not much now. But we've been new games are coming out. Another game coming out very soon.
Absolutely. That would be Kirby.
Kirby Star Allies.
Kirby Star Allies.
The demo's out. You played the demo.
I did play the demo.
I dabbled in the demo a little bit.
It's, in your terms, cute.
It's a very cute game.
Very cute game. What do you call it? It gives that whole nostalgia feel.
I don't know how I felt about all the allies in that.
Different elementals and different things like that.
Yeah, I was like, hey, this could be a little more just straightforward. I don't know what's going on here. But, I mean, it's a multiplayer game. It's more meant for multiplayer, is it not?
I didn't see the whole deal with the multiplayer. They kind of do the demo. They kind of give you the basic mechanics.
Yeah.
And they give you an easy hard mode, like kind of like figure things out.
I like that easy hard mode wasn't even difficulty wise, it was level wise.
It was level wise, yeah. I like it was that. More level wise.
I actually like the way they did that.
But everything, it just ran very smooth.
It did.
It ran very smooth on the Switch, which is going to be another great game to be on the road with in handheld mode. And definitely to put up on the kiosk and stuff on the different, you know, monitors I have.
Back to characters.
All right.
Were talking about Smash.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You're talking about Smash, and you were talking about who else is going to be in this game.
Well,
we got the Splatoon guys.
So we have the Splatoon guys. We have Mario. Whether we'll get, you know, a Cappy Mario. Oh, guys, this is so wonderful. He just came right through the chops right now. And, oh yeah, now he looks like a biker.
Look ridiculous.
So, obviously, we covered this in the last episode.
Yes.
Smash is coming to the Switch.
Exciting.
And we have Mario, which we may get Cappy. We also...
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, Cappy.
You think that's just to be Cappy will be on the standard Mario character or to be a separate Mario?
I don't know. But then that would even be awesome because think about it now. Cappy.
So it'll be Mario, then Odyssey Mario, right?
Cappy Kirby.
What?
Kirby takes Mario's power. Cappy Kirby. What would Cappy Kirby do? Like,
blowing my mind, man.
And we also got Link. But not any Link. We got...
Which Link?
Breath of the Wild Link. Champion Link. As we spoke about in the last...
Yeah. Game of the Year Link.
Game of the Year Link. And Triforce went over a lot of the details he was looking for Champion Link. Which I hope that Nintendo hears that.
Yeah. He had a lot to say about it. That boy is...
He's live. He gets live.
He ain't happy with the previous Links.
Or Mario. So, I saw a lot of rumors and a lot of suggestions of some characters that should make it. One character that may blow your mind a little bit. How about Goku? The Saiyan. The ultimate Saiyan.
I mean, that kind of sounds like almost unfair. Like, hey, it's just some big brolic ass dude. You don't really see that in Smash unless...
The only reason why I say this is because Bandai Namco has been highly in bed with the Nintendo and the Switch. And they're really loving the system and they're really putting things out. Xenoverse 2 did pretty well on the Nintendo Switch, you know, as a console. And I don't know. I think that we may just get him. Think about the other oddball characters we've received. We've got Snake.
Yeah, we've got true.
Ryu.
Yeah, once you go Ryu, you can go there. I guess you're right.
Like, he can fit. Maybe he just might spirit bomb the whole, you know, the whole thing. And yeah, that's I'm waiting to see that.
All right, so that's Kirby. When's it come out? The 16th, you said. March 16th?
For Kirby?
Yes.
Kirby comes out March 16th, which is tonight.
Yeah, well, we're a little behind, but...
We're a little behind, but we're getting there.
It'll be out by the time you hear this, so maybe it's pretty good. The demo is quite all right.
So... I'm at loss of words because I'm just looking at the patches on your face, and I don't think I've ever seen your face.
You've never seen my face, man.
I've never seen it. This is the first time I get to meet the true Ed. True Ed.
We got some games coming out, and we're going to start. Well, we got one fucking Shadow of the Tomb Raider teaser trailer. You didn't see it.
I did not see the Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
It's literally 15 seconds. And it just looks like theatrical, like cinematic shots. I don't think it was any gameplay because it looked way too good. It looks so good. It can't be the game. That's how good it looked.
I'm definitely going to have to check that one out.
A full trailer will be coming out next month. I believe April 27th.
Is that around the E3 time?
I think so.
Sounds about E3.
And Microsoft got some big ideas for E3 this year. I don't know what they are, but
you don't know what they are. They better come with something.
I don't know. What are they gonna do? Think about it. What else can they give?
New games to Game Pass.
I really don't know.
So when does Shadow of the Tomb Raider supposed to come out?
September 14th, 2018. It's gonna be good because we don't have, there isn't an Uncharted to play. So here you go. All right, that's right because you like taking low blows at Tomb Raider.
Listen, at least it let it finish its story. There's no need for more. So, Drake, if you haven't heard, Drake was on Fortnite last night with the Twitch streamer Ninja.
A big fucking deal.
I think it was pretty good. I think it was awesome. I watched some of the stream. And when I went to the stream, it was a little delayed. But once it got picked up, they did pretty well. Drake, every time Drake did some big moves and kind of like helped out the streamers, the game chat just kept saying, "God's playing." They're like, "Oh, it's God's plan. They winning. God's plan."
But I don't know. I wouldn't have made such a big deal about it because it was just a guy playing Fortnite. You could have done the same thing.
Yeah, but that guy who plays Fortnite is dope at Fortnite.
True.
Ninja is pretty well known, and I've watched his streams.
That's funny. Hey, I'm famous. I'm going to play Fortnite. Who should be on my squad? Would
Drizzy.
Would one of the best Fortnite players that stream right now, should I get them on my team? Yeah, that was tough.
But it was Ninja's stream. It wasn't Drake's stream.
Yeah.
You know, he just happened to be on the squad. But as I was looking through Twitter, and I showed you a little earlier before that, it's looking like Fortnite is trying to have a party royale with some kind of like NBA and celebrity based people.
Oh yeah, they want to do a celebrity battle royale at E3, some shit like that.
Yeah, with what you call it, with, you know, different celebrities and stuff. So
I just thought it was funny.
Maybe Drake was trying to highlight himself, like I'm coming for the celebrity title.
Drake shouted out. He told Logic to get his crew, his bitch ass crew, and meet him at Fortnite.
Yo, don't sleep. Fuck with Logic. Don't sleep on Logic.
I agree.
Don't sleep on Logic. Logic has all the balls to take people on stage on his, you know, on his turf.
That he does. I've seen it. I seen it live.
So, what's next on the agenda? What's something that's you've read upon?
This game I'm excited about. It is only on PC at the moment, but in its first week, sold 500,000 copies.
Whoa.
That is Warhammer 2 Vermintide. I'm going to tell you why this game is going to be hot shit, because it is coming to console soon. It's not official, no official dates, but it will be coming to consoles. This is the continuation of Left 4 Dead that we're never going to get another Left 4 Dead. That's done and over with.
You think it's over with?
Yeah, but what I tell people is like, why are you going to hope for another Left 4 Dead when the first Left 4 Dead is so good, you could just keep playing that? Think about it. It's like, well, then fuck it. Just keep playing Left 4 Dead. It's great.
Yeah.
Warhammer 2 Vermintide. It's exactly like Left 4 Dead. They're not exactly zombies. They're more like, it's more medievally orc type things and goblin type things. There's not really any what guns. It's more of a melee thing.
It's like, is this like the Lord of the Rings game?
The enemies kind of look like the Lord of the Rings, but it plays like Left 4 Dead. First person, and it's a melee, is more melee based than the guns. Some characters do have weapons like guns, but it's nothing like Left 4 Dead. It's a different realm, it's a different world. You know, this is on some, looks like some Skyrim shit, but you have to go from point A to point B. It's exactly like Left 4 Dead, the whole idea.
I've only seen videos of Warhammer. I have never played Warhammer.
That's the thing. I never played Warhammer as well. Warhammer, if you've never played the first one, it doesn't matter. Has nothing to do. I mean, it probably does story-wise, but you could just jump right into it. It's one of those games. It's like, who gives a shit about the story? Get whatever blunt object and go have some fun. But the
hack away.
The amount of enemies on the screen at a time that you have to face, it's ridiculous. It's the same thing like Left 4 Dead. Someone has a health pack, you know, stay close to your team.
I'm guessing it's just very RPG based.
I don't think so, because you didn't have to level up in Left 4 Dead like that. It's just what character look you into want. That.
I need a new game.
Yeah. Well, watch the trailer. I was very impressed. I'm very curious. Again, it's killing it right now on PC. Nobody talks about it because it's PC.
Speaking of curious and hacking away, you've hacked away pretty far along on that face of yours.
Yeah, we got most of it gone.
Oh, yeah. You missed a spot.
Shut up. Man of my word.
This is the most satisfying day in podcast. I know this. I've just been enjoying the sights, and soon you will, too. We will be starting up some new features on this podcast and also be a lot more active on our IG page. We will be posting up videos associated with this podcast, and we'll be hopefully doing some live streams.
Yes, lots of live streaming.
We're going to get the whole kit and caboodle all set up. Takes a little time. We apologize, both of us, for not going and being active in this podcast, because we've been busy with the Team One Up 'em. And if you haven't noticed, we've been doing a lot of things, a lot of man hours. But we are now batting down the hatches. We have the studio up and ready. We can play our games. We can show you a couple competitions between, you know, me and Ed. I don't know what else to shave from his face.
Fuck.
Maybe we make him pierce his eyes or something.
Pierce my eyes.
Pierce them shut.
Hey, maybe we just mutilate your body. Yeah. No.
Hey, don't you like that stuff at Super Chief?
Yeah, it is pretty. The hooks and that's fucking crazy. Speaking of Super Chief, every Tuesday night is arcade night at Super Chief. Brought to you by Team One Up'em.
Absolutely. We are here to help you enjoy yourself.
Super Chief Gallery, located at 1628 Jefferson Avenue, Ridgewood, Queens. Come by, say hi, play games, get weird.
Get really weird.
See my faceless, you hear me? Hairless face.
The faceless man. So, Ed, what's on our agenda for this week with Team 1UP'em?
Cleaning.
We have a lot of cleaning.
We got cleaning. We got preparing to do. We got a lot of organizing and resetting the whole gallery. And
our awesome leader is...
is insane.
Insane leader is in far, far away land of the jungles of Colombia.
He's in Colombia, and then while he's out there doing whatever he needs to do, he's also hunting for some games, man.
Weird. He's hunting in the jungle for... God knows what.
Yeah, he's trying to find some old retro relics lying about, which I wouldn't be surprised if he does find any.
South America is full of craziness. Like, yeah. There's real... Their collection and their video game, they go hard. They go hard in the paint.
And they go... Their backlog goes pretty far. You could find some very, very old rare stuff that they don't even know about just sitting there collecting dust.
Well, I will say this. If there's one man for the job, he's in Colombia already.
It's Jay.
Well, we have a few things coming up. We will be doing a lot more tournaments together with Nerds, Geese, and Gamers. We had a Melee tournament over the weekend, right?
Yeah. Somewhere in Jersey.
Somewhere in Jersey.
You're going to get all that info eventually. I'm just a little busy right now.
How about this? Excuse me. You guys head over to team1up'em.com and the IG at team1up'em, and you can find some further details upon where you can meet us and where we will be for these tournaments. Also, we will be starting some tournaments over at the Super Chief Gallery. And I'm ready to pick on anyone.
Hope you like Smash.
Yeah, Smash is coming. And we will be going hard in the paint for that.
They also do have Overwatch viewing parties.
Yes, Overwatch viewing parties. So, what is it? NYC has an Overwatch team.
They do.
And the home base right now is Super Chief Gallery to watch it.
There you go. So, Betty. Any shout outs before we go?
Yo, shout out to Ed. Shout out to Ed. Keeping his word. Even though he wouldn't let me touch that pretty face of yours.
I look more like Luigi.
You always Luigi. Tall. Yeah. And then with my belly, I look like Mario. I just needed that big ass red hoodie of mine. Oh, yeah. I think my toilet's clogged. Do you want to fix the plumbing?
Yeah, I got you. Get it all out the way, Benny. Get your laughs, get your jokes. You got it. You got the best of me in your home, in your home turf, where you have the advantage of all your consoles and controllers and all that stuff. Who knows? Who knows what you probably did to get these victories off me? It's bullshit.
Well, guess what? If you want revenge, you can come see me.
I will come see you.
In NYC, because I am now going to be out there as the weather's warm to fight anyone. On a Nintendo Switch.
Honestly, you might catch me on that fucking bridge later on tonight. I'm just not gonna say nothing. I'm just surprise you. Like, listen, yo, man, it's gonna be like the hardcore championship. Anywhere goes.
Anywhere 24/7. Goes. Anywhere goes. NBA 2K on the bridge. Let's go.
And I'll take Brooklyn.
Yo,
bro.
You
fuck
can
it.
Take,
I'll
Brooklyn. Take
Brooklyn. Sleep. I know, but
listen, as long as Kristoff is good, I'm gone. Nah. In the game, I'm good. I'm not updating my rosters.
I got D. Russell, man. I'm all right. D'Angelo will be all right. All right. Well, that's it for the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Benny, what's up? One more thing.
Just put a little cream on your face. I don't want you breaking down. I want you feeling hurt.
Listen, I did it.
Can I save some hair? Don't throw it all in the garbage,
it's
please.
Right here, man. Beardo is gone.
Beardo.
We'll be back next year.
Welcome to the wild world of Luigi.
Alright. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Take care, guys.
Peace. Hey. Got a beard. I had a beard earlier.